Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump says he's still interested in expanding background checks for gun buyers. As NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports, Trump has discussed potential gun control policies with the head of the National Rifle Association.
President Trump says he did not tell NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre that changes to background checks were off the table. Trump says he wants to close loopholes in the law, but he also wants to protect gun owners.
We can't let that slope go so easy that we're talking about background checks, then all of a sudden we're talking about let's take everybody's gun away. People need weapons, unfortunately, for protection.
Trump called for action from Congress after mass shootings in Ohio and Texas. In recent days, though, he's talked more about addressing mental illness than about gun control measures that the NRA typically has opposed. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
The Trump administration is taking steps to end an agreement on how long migrant children can be held in detention. A court settlement now requires the federal government to keep children in the least restrictive setting and to release them as soon as possible. The administration argues that current restrictions have led to an increase in migrants trying to enter the U.S. Meanwhile, President Trump says he's seriously considering ending birthright citizenship for babies born to non-U.S. citizens. The federal judge who was overseeing the case against now-deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has set a hearing for next week. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, the proceeding was scheduled after prosecutors asked to have the indictment against Epstein dismissed.
Judge Richard M. Berman has scheduled a brief hearing for next Tuesday in federal court in Manhattan. He says that in a case like this, in which the defendant has died before any judgment has been reached, the public could still have an interest in the prosecutor's request to dismiss the indictment. Epstein was charged last month in New York with conspiracy and child sex trafficking. He pleaded not guilty and was fighting the charges before he hanged himself in his cell in a federal jail in New York City. His death brought a close to the case against Epstein, although prosecutors say their investigation into possible co-conspirators continues. As for next week's hearing, Judge Berman says Epstein's victims will be permitted to speak if they wish. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A former India finance minister is being held on charges of money laundering. As NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai, the suspect is a key opposition party leader.
The allegations date back to 2006 when P. Chidambaram was India's finance minister in a government led by the Indian National Congress, which is now in opposition. His son is already a defendant in a $43 million money laundering case. Now the father has been arrested too. Both deny any wrongdoing and accuse the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of pursuing a political vendetta against them.
Lauren Freyer reporting from Mumbai. This is NPR News. The U.S. Commerce Department says it's reached a tentative agreement that would avert a proposed 25% tariff on tomatoes imported from Mexico. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the deal, which has to be signed by September 19th, meets the needs of both sides. The U.S. imports around $2 billion worth of tomatoes from Mexico each year. Scientists say they've, for the first time, induced Atlantic coral to spawn in a laboratory. From member station WUSF, Steve Newborn has details.
Florida's coral reefs are beset by climate-related diseases and factors such as bleaching and ocean acidification. And coral, like many species, aren't able to evolve fast enough. Scientist Kerry O'Neill says all of the offspring they've sired now have slightly different genetics than their parents.
So if you produce 1,000 individuals, there may be a handful in there that now are expressing the genes that are resistant to bleaching or resistant to disease.
Laboratory spawning has already been done with Pacific coral, and O'Neill says this effort will bring added genetic diversity to reefs in Florida and the Caribbean. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is the latest candidate to drop out of the race for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. 68-year-old Inslee says it's become clear that he would not win the race. Wall Street stocks closed higher on strong earnings reports. The Dow gained 240 points. The Nasdaq rose 71. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.